Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time, and the Charlie Kirk story just continues to unfold. I am surprised the other night, I'm watching it, when people are talking about, will Jimmy Kimmel have to apologize or be out? I didn't think there was any shot that we would see what we've seen here, this suspension, and there are a lot of forces driving it. We'll also talk with Stacey Garrity today. I was at a great event last night. My friends at Zionist of America, Stacey was the honoree, and so was Dr. Victoria Coates and her mom there, Henry. So, we chatted about several things. By the way, I'll just drop it now. I don't know if you'll hear it, say, a week from now. Could there be a chance that the communist Chinese party flag is raised at City Hall? Be watching for that. I can't say anything else at this point, but just put that one down at 12:01 today. Would they actually do this in Philadelphia? All the details are developing, but this is how outrageous that it might get. And one side thing before we get to Jimmy Kimmel and what's happened here and why. And is this cancel culture? And oh my God, it's state-run TV. Eric Swalwell was just on CNN saying, and another thing, Greg Gutfeld's not funny. It just struck me, Eric Swalwell. Henry, you know, Dan and I have talked about it a lot. I don't think you've ever weighed in, or you were there maybe in a three thing. Do you find Greg Gutfeld's show funny?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I don't find it funny either. All right, oh my God. I don't find it funny. He's quirky, and I don't find him to be quirky in a good way.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Like, it's a little
corny.
Corny, yeah. Corny. It's corny for sure, yeah.
All right, but we all agree it is a smashing success. It
numbers
is.
Don't lie.
Yeah, I mean, incredible numbers. So what it tells us, maybe it's a little bit the time of night. It's on at 10 versus 11 is part of it. But it's also, there's a yearning. There's a yearning for something that is not just hectoring, although they do a lot of politics. I mean, at least they try to do it in a fun way. Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, the smugness. I don't know why Trump, by the way, goes after Jimmy Fallon. I find Jimmy Fallon to be very talented. I don't think his show is overwhelming, but late night TV is problematic now due to a lot of factors that we've gone through. These are not cash cows anymore. Johnny Carson, things like that, that's so, you know, beyond. So what we have here is Kimmel suspended. And I think you can make a reasonable argument. The major part of this is a business decision with this guy. And the fact that what he said the other night about the alleged killer was just an outright lie. Now, does that mean he gets fired on the spot? No, but again, how many layers? producers and writers and everything else do they go through to say, Jimmy, come on, that's not true. He's not MAGA. Based on what? Okay. He does not apologize on Tuesday night. Apparently, he still does not want to apologize at all to try to save whatever is savable here. And he's going to go on with Colbert. Oh, riveting TV. So Dave Portnoy jumps in and he makes a reasonable argument. And he's being killed for it, that essentially he posted that this is not cancel culture. He says cancel culture to him, and I think this is part of it, is when they go out of their way, somebody makes a slip of the tongue, or they go back to high school and find tweets, or something that happened quite a bit ago. Although I still think if you do blackface in the 2000s, that's something that is on your resume, and Jimmy Kimmel got suspended for a summer for that. The Man Show, with attractive women who are busty, jumping up and down on trampolines. Well, that's entertainment. You know, is that offensive? What I don't like about Kimmel, he's not smart, and he started and he used the hospitalization of his son to get out of his lane. You remember that when he started pitching for Obamacare and hectoring the rest of us who don't want our health care to be run by Obama, the government, or anybody else. It's bad enough as it is. That, to me, was the first major break with this guy and the hectoring and the lecturing. So Portnoy makes a complaint. Is this really cancel culture or is it consequence culture? The affiliates, Nexstar, Sinclair. Nexstar has a number of affiliates in Pennsylvania, for example. I don't know which one did it first, but they said on Wednesday night they were not going to carry Kimmel. They said it earlier in the week. When you get this revolt of the affiliates on a guy who is unpopular anyhow, what is it that ABC is going to do? Now, you do have the FCC guy we're trying to get on in the middle of this. Do they have any role? Is that the argument on the other side exclusively is it's a violation of free speech. And how many times have we gone through this? You have a right to free speech. It's if the government is stopping your speech. Well, they're now arguing the government did. Is that true? Or is this more a business decision by ABC? And the way I look at it is think of how long they've gotten away with stuff like this. How long has it been that they've been able to just do whatever with no consequence? This is cut nine, Henry. This is Bill O'Reilly. And he said he's sad to see Jimmy Kimmel suspended. I don't want to see anybody lose their job either. I live by that mantra. I'm not gleeful like the other side. But Jimmy Kimmel on so many levels is so deserving of payback here. He has just been beyond belief, one-sided, hectoring, attacking, and not a guy with enough brain power to do it. He's outside his lane, obviously. Here's O'Reilly breaking down, though. What would happen on a show like this? How in the world do you do your stand-up and you outright lie to say this guy's MAGA when there's no evidence whatsoever? The affiliates have people screaming at them. I think they're not getting to. This has hit a raw nerve with America. Now, will it pass, as most things do? I'm talking about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But when he did this on Monday, things are incredibly raw still. And they are going to be. There is a sense of a reckoning here. How could you be that out of touch? Well, when you're in a bubble with everybody that thinks the way that you do, or you have no one to stop you, you're going to do it anyhow. This is a consequence culture. And Sinclair, yeah, I believe it's Sinclair, they've said that he's got to apologize. He's got to make a significant contribution to Turning Point and a bunch of other things. Is that too much to demand? I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's going to go on Colbert. They're going to go wild attacking Trump. Here's O'Reilly's take on it. Cut nine.
But he is a hero dad. So when I saw this today, I was sad. I didn't celebrate it like some people did. I don't like people losing their jobs. But what Kimmel did is inexplicable to me. And maybe he'll come on your show and explain it to you or my show, the No Spin News. He had to know on Monday in his dialogue how raw the country was over this assassination of Charlie Kirk. He had to know that. And to use his monologue, which is usually comedic, to mislead the entire country by implying that MAGA, Trump supporters, were really behind the murder. To do that, I'm saying you have a battery of writers, you have a producer on your program. Didn't no one red flag you on this? Did no one say anything about this? This isn't about censorship, all right? This is about responsibility. And as you pointed out correctly, every corporation has a responsibility to make sure the product it is selling is an honest product. And by saying that MAGA might have been responsible for murder, not only is that defamatory, but it's outrageous.
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a known lie. It's not anything you could be contesting with. Why did he do it? Because they've been doing this stuff. I was stunned, though, hearing people. I forget what show I'm watching on Monday. We were in Charleston still. And I may have been Scott Jennings, and they're talking about, could he survive this? And I'm thinking, no way. This will just go on. They've done worse. But here we are. And the affiliates have rioted on this, apparently, and vast numbers of them. And they put celebrity Family Feud on this, replacing Kimmel. It was an upgrade. Oh, I don't know. They weren't big celebrities either, but still better. So you have a dying business model late night. You have a guy who is a lower rung there. And you have him, when the country is raw from this, didn't he know? I would argue he didn't. I don't think he intentionally said, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to dance on the grave. They're oblivious. They're in their own bubble here. They're out of touch with at least half the country. In this case, maybe even more. To go on and say what he did. It's egregious. It is defamatory. It is lying. And I think Portnoy's under fire because he's kind of an iconoclast who basically says you're just being too sensitive on things. I think he's making a good point. Is this cancel culture? That's going to be the argument of the left. Well, you guys are always against cancel culture. Isn't that what we have here? I think we can differentiate. If you knowingly, in the middle of a crisis like this, it's like these people celebrating the death of Kirk and putting their name to it, their teachers, doctors, Indian chiefs. There's a consequence. You can say it, but you may lose your job. And I think that's exactly what happened here. It's hard to imagine that he wouldn't be aware of how raw this is. So what is it? When is it cancel culture? When is it consequence? Well, depends upon the case. And again, if you don't apologize, if you don't say, yeah, I should have recognized, I'm a dad too, how raw this is, etc. Why not do that on Tuesday? I'm not sure why, we don't know. But if you think you can get away with this, the answer is you can't. Now, if it were somebody setting the world on fire, who knows what they would have done? But when you get these affiliates coming down this path, that is a big problem, huge problem. So much so, they're not going to put Jimmy Kimmel on their airwaves. All right, 855-839-1210. The side question today. The other day was the historic day that the Mayflower departed to come to these shores. So we are looking for today an all-time journey. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical journey. Take journey from one point to another in your life. Maybe somebody who completely transformed themselves, overcame something, We're looking for that kind of journey, too. But to start off with, I'll give you more later. I'm going to take Columbus off. When you're playing in an area where people think you'll fall off the earth, that's the consensus view. And you still say, what the hell? Damn the torpedoes. I usually on Columbus Day, Henry, I'll be doing it again. I put that out there that this was more courageous even than flying to the moon. And Keith Olbermann, almost every year. Boy. Oh, the first year he did it. I loved it. Man, the number of people on Twitter attacks me. Went crazy. When you have to pull it up exactly what he said. I was amazed. I think that's a pretty, come on. You know, you're going to the moon. Risky. But falling off the earth? I mean, Kyrie Irving would be there with you. He didn't want to fly. You might fall off the earth. All right. That's mine, but do you have one that's not a physical journey, or what's yours?
Well, I have two answers here. Sure. I mean, one is absolutely a physical journey, okay. And we can debate whether the other one's a physical journey or not.
Okay.
I'm going to take off actually a negative journey, if anything. It's Franklin's Lost Expedition, which was an Arctic exploration led by Captain Sir John Franklin that ended up with the crew of 129 people on two ships to all perish in search of the Arctic ice caps. A lot of bad things happened on this trip. First, when they got stuck in ice, they starved because they couldn't get any materials because they're stuck.
Right.
So they resorted to cannibalism.
Absolutely.
And after that, you're not going to last very long after that. So they didn't. But it did lead to the discovery of the Northwest Passage. So not a complete wash. And the other journey I'm going to take off is the road to the Final Four.
Road
to the Final Four. It's six, possibly seven games if you have one of those play-in games that it takes, or I guess it would be four or five, to get to the Final Four and then ultimately win the national championship once you get there.
All right. Sports 1-2. So that's a journey, too, not just a physical journey. Sean, do you happen to have one? Do you have one, Sean, or not?
You took the one that I wanted, Henry, the road to the Final Four. Okay. That was the journey that I had in my head, so I'm probably going to have to rethink some things real quick.
We'll come back to you next
segment. Have more.
Okay, good. So that's how you can get in, 855-839-1210. Stacey Garrity here. Wowed the crowd last night at Zionists of America, big event that we attend every year. And a little bit later on, all-time great name, Henry, you have on here Kim Van Plonk. I thought it was Pam.
Oh, that might have been a... That was a slip-up.
It's an all-time great name. I met her at the big Fred Herring bartending event. She's a comptroller, and she said, wow, I love what you do. Could I learn that from you? Meaning the bartender. No, that's a false statement. She's got a story about the opioid trust fund that Henry's been talking with her, and where the capital of the political universe... And that is right out there in Bucks County that you'll hear at 1 o'clock here. Yeah, and she's really buttoned up. And then the all-time Antifa searcher, Andy Ngo. Thrilled to have him. He's here at 2:30. He's the guy that originally got attacked by Antifa in Portland and now is around the country on incidents and what the new left is doing when it comes to violence. We'll talk about his book, and the president overnight declared that Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization, and they absolutely are. The little black suits running around, cowards that they are, they absolutely are. All right, so we got a full docket. You get in now, and, you know, this definition of cancel culture, is it in the eye of the beholder, or is this a consequence? Look. I gave you the parts in my mind. If you're going back to some high school, something that was said, something, you know, or I would put it this way with Portnoy. If it's something that used to be okay to do, and I told someone this last night, by the 2000s, I don't think you can go around doing blackface. I don't think it's acceptable. Does that mean for the rest of your life, if you did that, you can't apologize and move on? No, you always can. But, you know, if you did it in the 1960s or something like that, and we went back and dragged it up as a comedian, not right, but is that the thing that you should be canceled on? I think that's Portnoy's point here, or an old tweet that you did. You should always have the chance to apologize, say how you're wrong. Okay. Those are the two elements, at least. The idea, though, that you say one word that's out of kilter, you make a mistake, you can't lie and then not apologize for it and say, well, I didn't know this, that, or the other. He sticks by it. It's a lie. You got to apologize for that. Well, I'm on national TV. I'll do what I want. Okay, we'll see about that. So is this canceled? We hear this all the time. That's what you hear from the left. Well, you guys are just canceling everything now. You're wussies. You're woke in a strange way. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. You're with Dom, 855-839-1210 is how you get in. Stacey Garrity coming up at 1230. You got the side question, a journey. Larry Krasner now talking about Kent State and the National Guard coming in. But can you imagine they're billing it tonight, the Krasner event tonight in which he attacks Trump. And victims' rights advocates, how in the world could anyone put their name as a victim rights advocate and in somehow or another be involved with Larry Krasner, who is not only the enemy of victims, is insensitive beyond belief. Maureen Faulkner, personal experience with him. The Fitzgerald family. Could there be a more heartbreaking case? He doesn't even meet with them to tell them he's not going to do the death penalty. He has one of his people read a statement from him over the phone to the family. This guy's a creep. He's insufferable. And these ministers, they are equally guilty in this. As are victims' rights groups who get grants and money from the DA's office. In what universe can you bill yourself as a victim rights advocate and somehow or another, We don't have that. I'll take calls, Sean. You know, people have a quick one here before we get to Sean Garrity. Hit us on the side question. We'll get one on the board so that people get the idea of it. And again, last night at the Zionist of America, what we're seeing play out now with Charlie Kirk, you're seeing some unbelievable nonsense trying to say that even Megyn Kelly, that Charlie Kirk was going to turn on Israel, really disliked Benjamin Netanyahu. So I'm at the Zionists of America last night. Mort Klein, who's their national president, talked about the personal relationship he had with Charlie Kirk when they visited Israel and how shameful it is. You're seeing Marjorie Taylor Greene say, well, she's wary of Jews taking over Turning Point USA. Candace Owens, if you're a fan, think about it. Who's repellent, so repellent in her anti-Semitism that the pastor of Charlie Kirk had to write a public tweet letter, essentially, telling her to cease and desist. Okay? That's where we are. It just glomming on to this, you're going to see a lot more of that. I think Charlie Kirk had it exactly right. I think he was a friend of Israel. And at last night's banquet, Mort Klein said in conversations with Charlie Kirk, 40% of the questions and arguments he would get on college campuses were about anti-Israel stuff. That is how prevalent this is. That is how out of bounds this is. 40% of it. I mean, given the hot button topics and everything that's out there, how in the world would you have 40% of that devoted to that? Because anti-Semitism, the left, this is a matter of faith. And I think Charlie Kirk kept that bond. And I think he was exactly right. I mean, I make no bones about it. Several people came up last night and said, you're a true friend of Israel. To me, it's easy. There's nothing about that that is difficult to imagine. And this talk of genocide and the rest from the left is so overdone. It's ridiculous. I'm glad Dave Portnoy, we've tried to get him on before, very difficult to get on, but I'm glad he's taking on this charge that this is cancel culture, that Jimmy Kimmel's gone, that Colbert is gone. And, you know, whatever the FCC guy may have said here, the affiliates are the ones that were in revolt. And they're in revolt because America, large sections of America, are hurting on this. And when you go on national TV and lie and say it's a Trump guy, it's a MAGA thing that did it. Now, we're being very sensitive. Henry and I saw this yesterday. But there are a lot of people who think that the text from the alleged killer to the boyfriend were too staged. They read like something that was just too, stilted. And that there's a conspiracy here. All right, we'll see. I know the FBI is looking at up to 20 people here. So we'll see. If there is anything more to that, that's fair. But again, this is raw stuff. When you look at those two kids and his wife, and you realize in a nanosecond, at the age of 31, he's gone. And the manner this was done and the reason, you just have to be more sensitive. And lying about it is not going to cut it on national TV. All right, Stacey Garrity coming up. We know that Krasner is running against Trump. Is the same thing apparent when it comes to Josh Shapiro? Yeah, I think he is too. Stacey Garrity, and then your calls coming up. First, living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. That makes sense, right? For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness health. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo, big time. So just ask Rescue 1250 Omega-3 to your card, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. You can do this by calling right now. 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online, res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use this code together when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use that code together, T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R, res-q.com. Do it today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. What do you do when you're in a governor's race or DA's race? You got Krasner running against Trump. You got Josh Shapiro running against Trump. What do you do if you're the candidate opposing him? Do you laugh at him? That's, of course. Do you call out the media who refuses to say that? Well, we'll ask Stacey Garrity. She is the 78th treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the all-time leading vote-getter in Pennsylvania. And, of course, rose to the level of colonel in her military experience and a lot of business experience. And she knows a great investment like Israel bonds. Apparently, that's my tip of the day. Let's go to Stacey Garrity here on Talk Radio 1210. Treasurer, welcome back. And last night you made a compelling case. That might be a good investment, Israel bonds.
That's right, Tom. It was great to see you.
Well, same
last
here.
Night, and great to be on with you today, yes. Yeah.
And you got last night the number one award for ZOA. I've only gotten the typewriter. You got the shield, right? Where's that shield going to be?
Oh, my gosh. So right now it's in my car, but it will be in Harrisburg next week in my office. It's huge. It's I'm so excited. I'm trying to think about where I'm going to display it.
Well, and again, you know, you would think all treasurers would have that wisdom, and that is a rock-solid investment, investing on the basis of Israel, its resilience, the country, et cetera. But let's talk about your opponent. The Inquirer today announces that you believe he's running more against Trump, or made the speech, the anti-violence speech about himself, instead of Charlie Kirk. But then they just go through trying to disprove that, even though they're supposed to be giving both sides. So what did you think about what he said about anti-violence?
Well, you know, he spoke for 20 minutes and he mentioned Charlie Kirk's name once.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's so like so many politicians, unlike myself, when they say, well, you know, this is a horrible thing that happened. And then they put the but in. And I never put the but, you know, but it's your fault. But it's, you know, Donald Trump's fault. And you know what? Why can't leaders just have moral clarity and just condemn violence? There's no room for it. And You know what? Let's make no mistake. Charlie Kirk is an American hero. And this, you know, we should call it out for what it is, political violence. I mean, it was a political assassination. And you know what? This will be the turning point, I believe.
You're on the road. You're in touch with this. I have to tell you, Stacey, as a fellow talk show host with him and I respected him, I did not know it would have this big of an impact. And so far, the repercussions of this are amazing. In other words, I thought, all right, you know, we lower the flag and all that. It has to be something incredible. But the fact that he was able to draw 3,000 to 5,000 kids on college campuses routinely, that is something we don't see from almost anybody else that I can think of.
No, we haven't. And I really think that he filled a gap to let these kids speak their truth. Mm-hmm. And obviously there was a hunger for it. And, you know, we should honor him. We should honor his legacy. I mean, I never saw him be unkind to anybody in all his stops around all these college campuses. I mean, I'm going to be at State College this weekend. He even spoke at Penn State. And, you know, it's just a horrible thing. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to Erica, his two beautiful babies, you know, all the millions of youth, young adults that he touched, you know, around the country. And he's not going to be forgotten, that's for sure.
Let's talk about what's the major issue. People that I've had on, and we talk about Josh Shapiro, one major issue is he really hasn't gotten anything done. I give him credit, the 95 thing, how he handled that. They came up with a workaround. They showed it online. It became a thing. That showed leadership. But when it comes to any of the tough things, to move Pennsylvania forward, I don't see anything here. And when it comes to standing up to Matt Bradford, every major politician I've had on in Pennsylvania, I'm amazed at the detail they give me, Stacey, of the control of Matt Bradford.
Well, it is amazing. Like we said the other week, maybe Governor Shapiro should find a way to make Matt Shapiro the governor so he can have more time to spend campaigning. But yeah, he likes to say that he gets stuff done, but he can't even get his budget passed. And it's been, you know, about 3 months. And, you know, who does this hurt? It hurts our youth. It hurts our children. It hurts the kids that, you know, are in Head Start. And maybe that's their only meal for the day. And so, you know, we need a leader that's going to show up, roll up their sleeves, and get the job done. And not just say, oh, sorry, I have a divided legislature. See you later. And go off and, you know, raise money with guys like George Soros.
You know what? That is a great point here that you, given your military experience, your private experience, he should have been able to pick off, if he's really serious, a few Democrats one way or the other on the House to back him on school choice, which he promised them reneged on. If you can't do that one way or the other, either positive or using the power of your office for a public good, then you shouldn't be governor. That's a layup for people in your position if you were governor, right?
That's right. He's held not one, not two, but three positions on school choice. He was for it, he was against it, and now he's apparently neutral. And, you know, that's not leading. That's just, you know, failing our kids. And they don't have the luxury to wait for, you know, the state government to decide what they're going to do on school choice. Your zip code, you and I have talked about this, your zip code shouldn't depend shouldn't determine your kid's success.
It
should be parents, not bureaucrats. Right.
I've traveled across Pennsylvania a bit, but not enough. Your experience, when we get into this election cycle, rural Pennsylvania, this is still, as you know better than me, a hugely rural state. And at one point, it was argued to be the most rural in the country. What is it in rural Pennsylvania that's happening right now in these Shapiro years that you think should be corrected?
Well, rural Pennsylvania gets left behind, obviously. You know, we're running out of money. The year we just finished, we spent $3 billion more than what we brought in. We have the fifth highest tax burden in the nation. In rural Pennsylvania, you know, we have a lot of seniors on fixed incomes, and they just can't afford it. They need some relief. And so we need to unleash the natural gas responsibly that we have underneath our feet, which would create tens of thousands of jobs. And guess what? Create a lot of jobs in rural Pennsylvania. You know, I grew up in a very small community where folks work hard. They help each other out. And they expect leaders to do the same thing. And our leaders aren't doing it.
Now, you see, our perception here, at least mine, is, boy, I thought we were the leader in natural gas. But then as we get into the Shapiro years, there's a lot of hurdles that have been put in the way. And that was dazzling the economy across Pennsylvania in some of these places that have little or nothing else.
That's right. You know, in very rural Pennsylvania, you know, you have areas that are in the middle of nowhere. What perfect places to put data centers. And you know what? Rural Pennsylvania largely would welcome it because it's jobs, it's billions of dollars in economic opportunity for our communities that we desperately need. And, you know, we're out of money in 2 years. And that's just the reality. That's not, you know, Stacey Garrity talking. That's the Independent Fiscal Office. And, you know, legislators on both sides of the aisle, they want to spend every single dollar of your hard-earned taxpayer dollars. And I say every one of those dollars is precious, and we need to spend them wisely.
Southeastern Pennsylvania, you'll be coming soon in the near future. I know you're ferociously campaigning, doing other things in your role as treasurer. You were here in the Philadelphia area last night. Do you see that in the coming weeks? Because we'll alert listeners. They want to get to know you, meet you. They've heard you here, but, you know, the in-person, and you were really working the room last night with hundreds of people.
Well, I am going to be in Newtown next Thursday at 7 p.m. And I would love to have everybody come out. You know, we need to keep the movement going. We need everybody to stay motivated. And if they want to sign up, they can just go to Garrity4PA.com/events. And I would love to, you know, have as many of your listeners come out that possibly can.
All right,
that would
so
be great.
That's the 24th. No, wait a minute. Thursday is the 25th.
That's correct.
7 p.m. Where in Newtown? Do you have that in front of you? Or, Henry, can we take a look at the website? Maybe we'll give that to listeners.
Yeah, that's at the NAC.
Ah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Worthington. All roads
that's
lead
right.
to the NAC. Yes. Now, are
all
you...
All roads lead to the NAC.
Okay, we need some vital statistics there. Are you going to be bench pressing 200 pounds, something like that? Well, what's your favorite exercise?
You know, my go-to is just to go out for a nice, you know, 5K run.
Okay, well, that's good.
And I now,
you got to watch. You know Worthington, though. You got to watch it here. You know, you're going to be the workout
oh,
will be underway. Yeah, exactly.
I know. We'll be doing burpees.
All right. So the NAC is coming Thursday, a week from today, in Newtown at 7 p.m. All right, Stacey. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks. I'm glad we got
Thanks,
you
Tom.
In the area to be started. Thanks, Treasurer. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care.
Sounds great.
All right. Stacey Garrity at the NAC. You have a chance to meet her. You've heard her with Dawn and me. And again, I think her challenge, and she's starting on this, is to get to be a known factor here in the Philadelphia area, the suburban area. And that's a good starting place to engage at. All right, coming to you, and at 1 o'clock, and Henry has been debriefing the comptroller. Henry, in 30 words or less, or fewer. Boy, I messed up there. Fewer.
Okay.
This involves the opioid trust fund and the allegation and some evidence that some of the commissioners are using it in ways that may not be appropriate.
Correct.
Okay.
That's more or less the gist of it. I want to let Pam really dive into it because the way she was speaking to me on the phone this morning about this, oh, man, she's really into it. It got me really into it, and I can't wait for the listeners to hear
perfect.
More about
thank
it.
Thank you.
I don't want to give anything away, but just
know,
oh, man, we're in for a good one.
All right, well, thanks for the debriefing, and I love that name, Van Blonk.
Yeah.
It's always one of, anything with Van in it. We might have to do that as a side question. So are there enough Vans out there?
Mm. Jeff and Drew.
Maybe not. Jeff and Drew. There you go. It used to be a really popular thing. All right, we'll come to you on the side. We'll talk with the comptroller out there. It involves the commissioners, as I understand it, who we know don't like laws and precedent. Remember that with Scott Presler? I'm not following your precedent. Take your precedent out of here. And then later on, we'll talk with Andy Ngo. Nobody knows better about Antifa that was declared a domestic terrorism outfit by the president overnight. 855-839-1210. This is a guy I think is one of the most underrated performers of all time. I'd love to have him in studio. Just the hair alone, the whole grandeur of Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The mystique of him, too.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I do believe he must have been on the road 3/4 of his life, if not more.
Yeah. wonder how he came up with this song.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Turning Point has just announced that Erica, the wife of Charlie Kirk, is now the chairman and the CEO.
Wow.
That's a good move on their part, and they're solidifying, and apparently she's a very politically involved person. So we'll see what their next move is. And I'm still waiting right from the first day. You know what I've been saying? The colleges ought to be going all out. To have big debates, marquee debates, or debates among students. Oh, we can't do that. Why? Now I'm looking at the Washington Post. They have an alleged evangelical saying what a mistake it is to say that Charlie was martyred. Okay, I'd like to know what the criteria is, how you would not see it that way, but this has all the earmarks of that. Stephen Downingtown, on the side question, a journey. Mayflower departed just the other day. Hey, Steve, welcome in. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom, good to talk to you. Yeah, my for me, it was a hell of a journey for the individual. That'd be Desmond Doss.
Who is?
Survived Hacksaw Ridge. He was a conscientious doctor.
Okay, yeah, sure.
He was the medic. He saved over 60 some different lives he saved.
Yeah. Doing that under fire constantly, yes.
Exactly, yeah. That type of journey, that's one that doesn't come along too often in life.
That's a real good one, right out of the box. You know, don't wait to the end. Don't think of just, you know, reaching a destination. By the way, we're coming up on Columbus Day, and I was telling Henry my annual tweet, something to the effect that, yeah, Neil Armstrong, that was brave, the moon landing, etc. But Columbus, when you go off the side of the earth and that's it, that was much for. And Keith Olbermann, almost year after year, jumps into the ring and attacks. He doesn't like that. It's outrageous. It's disparaging of America. My really? God. Oh,
that's,
he goes
that's
nuts.
That's a ridiculous claim.
He goes nuts. He goes nuts. It's a fact. Come on. What did Columbus have going for? It's shocking to me that he would even consider it at that point.
I didn't even think about how. Yeah, that was a possibility. Like, I could fall off the earth.
That was the consensus, apparently. Yeah.
Huh.
You know, the moon, you know all the difficulties with that.
Right.
My God. Yeah. By the way, tip of the hat, Pastor Bill last night tells me hundreds of people with State Senator Joe Bocozzi and others to honor Charlie Kirk held a vigil there in Northeast Philadelphia. You know, Northeast Philadelphia, we're counting on you. We're counting on you to rally for your own survival. If you let Larry Krasner win this time, any semblance of what Northeast Philadelphia used to be about, you give him 4 more years, and you know what's going to happen. And South Philly has pockets that we think are ready to go. It's going to be a turnout election. Another event tonight. I'll play you a little bit more of the stylings of Krasner last night, bringing up the Klan and Trump's father, bringing up Kent State. See, running for president, this guy. I mean, he's stunning. So I'm going to try to make it tonight. I've never eyeballed him in person. You know, when he cleans the glasses, to see all these sycophant ministers and victims advocacy groups will be there. That's who I want to interview.
Ooh.
How can you stand with a guy who is the enemy of victims? He is so much so that when that police officer was shot serving the warrant that ultimately became a sergeant, the police formed hundreds of them blocking him to come to the hospital. How is that possible? He's the enemy of victims. Ask the Fitzgerald family, the enemy. Ask Maureen Faulkner. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the controller out there in Bucks County. It's a Michette-endorsed story. It's got that stamper on it. Wow.
If you can make me care about local politics,
there you go. That's
then
right.
I'm
that's,
in.
That's where I was ready to go. This is can't miss, put down heavy machinery. If you're operating somewhere in the air, land and be ready to go. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.